Comment ça va? C'est mercredi matin, c'est la première journée d'un nouvel mois. Le vieil mois d'avril est tout fini. On a précommencé le mois de mai, le 1er de mai aujourd'hui. Et c'est temps pour une autre édition de la Tasse de Café sur KVPI AM 1050, The Legend sur KVPI FM, Classic Hits 92.5. Ça, c'est Mark Lane, Martel Ardouin. Et aussi, Charlie Manuel va être ici, qui a pu prendre la place à Gemma ce matin. Le programme est présenté à vous, comme un service par notre bon sponsors, Jean-Marc Incorporated, Industrial Supply and Sports, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, The Weibel Collection, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Blake's Pharmacy, U-Storage Self-Storage, Roy Motors, Sester Young Furniture Appliance and Floor Covering, Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, Raiders Insulation Express, et le Sooner Auto Salvage. Ça, c'est les sponsors qui font possible notre programme tous les mercredis. Et on n'oublie pas, mes amis, que tu peux écouter notre programme sur les deux stations, sur KVPI 1050 AM, The Legend, et sur KVPI FM, Classic Hits 92.5. Et n'oublie pas les lignes de téléphone ouvertes à 337-363-2124, 337-363-2124 pour charler avec moi et Charlie sur n'importe quel sujet. Et bonjour, Charlie, comment ça va?
Oui, Marc, ça va bien. C'est un plaisir d'être capable de remplacer Jim. On va faire notre best pour vous donner un bon programme ce matin.
Exactement. And we've been playing musical chairs. Even Nancy sat in for a few times, Charlie. So we've been going here and there and yonder, but it's all been working out good.
C'est comme un vrai gombo de bois.
Exactement.
Alors, je crois que je me suis choisi un mot du jour, moi.
All right.
Allons voir si je peux le trouver là. Yeah, yearn, Y-E-A-R-N.
Yearn?
Yearn.
Don't know.
Désirer.
Ah, desire, désirer.
Avoir envie.
Uh-huh.
I've been yearning to do this over here on the Tasse de Café. How about that?
That's good.
C'est temps duré de faire ça, là. Ça, c'est un autre moyen. I yearn to see you.
Uh-huh.
Le temps me dure de voir, de te voir. Le temps dure de te voir. Ça, c'est...
I've heard that too.
Okay. C'est à peu près tout ce qu'on peut dire pour être stade là. Notre mot, c'est on désirait d'être ici avec vous autres ce matin.
And that's also the name of a female, Desiree, huh?
Désiré.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that name. I know several Desirées.
But I know...
C'est un joli nom.
And I'll tell you what, that word yearning happens to be in some of those country music songs, too.
Yes, I've heard.
It's not a strange word.
Non, pas du tout.
C'est pas un nom étranger, c'est peut-être pas un nom on use tous les jours, mais il est là, il est valable, je dis ça. OK, on va faire ça comme ça là ce matin, on va partir. Toi, je ne connais pas comment toi et Jim fait votre affaire. Moi, je vais essayer de faire mon best.
Oh, mais tu vas faire un magnifique job, Charlie, just like you do on your other days when you're here with Anona. And we're going to remind the people again. Après tout, c'est votre programme. On a encouragé tous vous autres pour donner-nous un call. Give us a call. Chat with us en français ou en anglais ce matin sur la Tasse de Café.
One thing I want to say, the rainy season is over.
Thank God.
How do I know that? April, c'est le poisson d'avril. And the poisson needs water. So it had to rain to keep the poisson en vie.
Only Charlie Manuel would think that up.
May.
But
may.
It makes sense?
Well, tu m'appelles fou si tu veux, mais... Je suis un cajun, c'est comme ça, moi, je vais jongler ça.
But it makes sense, Charlie, it makes sense.
Mais Lucas, on pourra quitter les couverts par terre en site pendant le mois de mai. La température est grande montée.
It's not going to get any cooler.
Et avant, on peut être capable de jongler deux fois. On va dire, ça fait chaud.
On n'est jamais satisfait, Charlie. It's either too cold or too hot.
Comment ça dit ça, Marc? On est en braillant et on crève en braillant.
That's it.
On est jamais satisfait.
Say that in English now. We cry when we're born.
We're born crying and we're born die. We die born. We die crying.
Yeah.
Et ça, c'est quelque chose, c'est naturel.
And it makes sense. It does.
Mais tu vas prendre un petit chien, lui, quand il a faim, il va japper. Mais tu donnes à manger, il va se frotter le ventre, il va se trouver une place en balable, puis il se met à l'ombrage, puis il prend un somme. Dessus ça.
Ah, got it.
C'est là?
Got it.
All right. Moi, je t'appelle Gardien, c'est un peu triste, ça, ici, là, tiens. Si on mène un tas de mémoires ici.
I think you're in that picture, Charlie.
Mais oui, un jeune, c'est beau.
How old were you when that picture for the KVPI staff was taken?
In 63, I was all of 22 years old.
Oh, you on top of the world,
huh? Ha, dog, je te dis. Mais on était tous des jeunes. Jusqu'à Bonnie était jeune dans notre portrait long site. Et Jim. Et là, on a Neil Morin. On n'a pas vu Neil il y a des années. Je crois que toi, tu as rejoint Neil pas trop longtemps passé. Hein?
I did, yes.
Il est venu se promener, j'ai compris.
He came by and visit, and I think we're Facebook friends. I hadn't seen Neil in years. And a young J.L. Sylvester is in that picture,
yeah.
Too.
So,
Mr. Engineer.
Ça, c'était le cream of the crop dans 63, ça. Pardon, mais ça, c'était pas... Oui, c'était un portrait dans 63.
In 63?
Yeah, 19.
And that was the year of JFK's assassination, Charlie. Were you working at KVPI when the president was shot?
Oh yes, I was.
You were you were there that day?
Yeah. Oh yes.
So you probably have memories of that. Huh? What you were doing?
The teletype, that AP machine went crazy. We thought something had gone wrong with the machine. We were fixing to call in until we realized what it was. It was that the president had been shot.
Wow.
But man, I mean, that teletype went berserk on this, and it was a day to be remembered on here. So
I think most people remember. In fact, we'd like to ask you, what were you doing when you first heard the news when JFK was shot and assassinated in Dallas, Texas? I think a lot of people remember exactly what they were doing. Let me share my memory, Charlie. I was in the third grade. Miss Sid was my teacher at Mamou Elementary, and she got the news from the other teachers, and I remember that she asked us all to get down on our knees and pray for the president. I'll never forget that.
Uh-huh. Well, the phone lines are open, 363-2124.
Yeah, what were you doing in 63 when you heard the news about JFK? Let's pick up a call, Charlie.
All right, et bonjour, qui tu parles?
It's me.
C'est toi, Floyd.
Ouais, c'est moi. Je me rappelle, moi, j'étais devant de ma boutique, en arrière du comptoir, on avait le radio on, pour quelque raison. Et c'est là que j'ai attendu cette mauvaise nouvelle. That's all I can remember at the time. I know it was a sad day for our nation, and it was really like unbelievable news to hear something like that. Like it could not have happened, but it did.
Yes, yes.
I want to say a few words for you, Stuart, this morning.
Okay.
Premier. Storage facility in Ville Platte. We offer non-climate and climate control storage units. There's someone at the office 5 days a week from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, to help you with your decision as to what size facility that you might need to rent. You can rent it for 1 month. You can rent it for 2 months, 3 months, a year, 2 years, whatever time you think you might need. And you have access to the facility 24/7, and of course we have the entire premises is video recorded for your added safety of your items, and we invite you to come see us. We've been around for quite a while, and we have customers who recommend us, and we're happy for that, and we hope that if you're considering needing a temporary storage space, maybe for whatever reason, you need some place to store some items, come by and see us or call the office at 363-2177, and we'll be happy to help you out with that. And while you're there at the office, don't forget, that's the Floyd's Record Shop, Mini Floyd's Record Shop in the office there. You'll see a lot of music still on sale, and we just got another supply of 45s, some slightly used 45s, and then we have some cassettes for those of you who still have a cassette player and want to buy some cheap music. We've got some wonderful cassettes, some great country albums and rock and roll albums and some swamp pop albums on cassette that you can buy for five cassettes for $1.
Wow.
And that's only while they last. You can't get that by mail. You have to come to the store to select. And so it's first come, first served. And so we invite you to come by. And we have a few LPs also for collectors that are interested. And, of course, we've got CDs of the current music and the music of the past and swamp pop, country, Cajun music, and a lot of the 50s and 60s type of stuff as well. So you can check our website or come by the office, but some of these last-minute specials are going to go fast, so you want to come by and check us out. And don't forget, we're the UPS drop-off station as well. And with that in mind, est-ce qu'on te ce matin?
Mais alors, attends.
Il y avait un docteur, un fameux docteur qui avait été invité pour venir parler à le monde qui était en conférence. Le sujet, c'était la santé. Et il a commencé à parler comme si, il peut dire au monde, il dit, ça, on mange. Il dit, c'est ça qui est plus mauvais pour nous autres. Alors, j'en passe ça. Il dit, par exemple, il dit, on mange un tas trop de viande rouge. Et il dit, on devrait manger plus de légumes. Et il dit, on boit un tas trop de pop. Il dit, les différentes qualités de pop. Il dit, ça, c'est pas bon pour notre estomac non plus. Là, il dit, l'eau qu'on boit. L'eau qu'on boit, là, c'est plein de germes. Et il faut faire attention à ça même. Et il dit, mais il y a une chose qu'on mange qui amène plus de misère et de tracas pour la balance de notre vie après que tu le manges. Il dit, est-ce que quelqu'un pourrait me dire le nom de ça? Et le monde regardait les autres mains, mais t'as un avion là-bas en arrière qui lève sa main. Ouais, Doc, il dit, c'est du gâteau de noces.
Oh,
I wonder if he was married when he said that.
He may not have been married long after that.
I hear you.
Ah ben, ça c'est mon histoire pour ce matin. Autrement que ça.
Hey, Floyd.
Uh-huh.
T'as pu te soigner, t'as pu graisser tes jarrets?
Ouais, tu connais, graisser les jarrets avant qu'ils te lèvent le matin. Oui, ouais, on essaie toutes sortes d'affaires.
Non, mais ça, moi, j'avais parlé pour, on t'avait parlé pour l'année 1963, mais tu connais, on est préparé pour célébrer une autre activité qui avait pris place dans 1959.
Oui, la femme a pu me faire comprendre ça.
Oui, elle va t'emmener, elle t'a invité.
Elle va peut-être m'emmener avec elle, je ne connais pas. Dernière fois, tu connais assez meeting comme ça, dernière fois, ça aime les autres seuls.
Mais
je crois avant même il était pas là avec elle.
Mais tu connais, moi j'ai pas ce plaisir, ça, de Floyd. Moi, la mienne, elle a gradué en même temps avec moi. Ça fait, on s'invite un à l'autre.
Ah, uh-huh. Mais ben, ça. S'asseoir là, ça s'asseoit toujours.
Ouais, ça va être, j'entends qui finit de dire, ça va être mercredi prochain, ça.
Ça vient vite.
À 11h30, et ça va prendre place à Down Seafood Downtown.
Oui, all right, je crois que je peux trouver la place.
Une bonne place pour manger.
Et on veut inviter, c'est là que tu as pas écouté, c'est là que tu n'as pas fait leur idée encore. Là. S'il vous plaît, viens nous rejoindre, parce qu'il y aura 60 ans, on a gradué du high school.
Wow.
Ça fait, on va faire un bon show.
Yeah, I remember last time we went, and I was surprised to see you all have that many of your classmates that were still alive that are there. I know in our case, we're down to very few, and our class, I think, had something like 70 graduating members, but we're down to about 10 or 12 left, I think.
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, I spoke, and I was in contact with Bernadine over the internet, and she said, things are looking good and looking forward.
Well, good enough. I'm going to let you all go, guys. Thank you very much.
All right.
You'll have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye. And I'll call Charlie.
Hey, bonjour. Qui tu parles?
Hi, this is Dot Jefferson.
Hi, Dot.
When President Kennedy died, I shouldn't tell you this, but I was in the eighth grade. That's telling my age now. But I was in the eighth grade, and we did get on our knees and pray.
Well, that's good. Hey, you don't have to be afraid to tell your age.
Well, Mom always said, don't tell people your weight or your age.
Yeah, but Dot, Dot.
Dot,
there's one thing for sure. You know what? Everybody's got an age and everybody's got a weight.
That's it.
You're right. Thank God about this age. My birthday's May 2nd. I'll be 69.
Oh, man, you're a young chick yet.
Oh, yeah, right.
Thank you, Dot.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dodd. Let's take a break. Charlie, on va écouter des spécial messages. Let's hear Yo, Happy Blake. The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chetan and Ville Platte. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chetanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chetanya and Ville Platte. Phone 363-7497. All right, and Miss Becky just brought you the coffee, Charlie.
Eh, Radicky, je peux refuser de charrer plus loin avant je me prends un bon gorgé.
Do so. Let's see how it came out.
Oh, hey.
C'est bon?
Oh, hey.
All right.
Si ça peut check là, je croyais peut-être elle avait un special brew pour Jim, tu ne m'as pas dit.
You think it's a special recipe for Jim on the other days?
Oui, mais c'est le même.
C'est le même coffee. We're good.
OK. Moi, je peux charrier ce pour le Roy Motors de Zaporoussas?
Yes, sir.
Le Roy Motors Chevrolet dealership en Zaporoussas est en business il y a, sur un 80 quelques années de chez ici, là. La famille des Roy avait commencé le business dans les Zaporoussas, ils sont bien contents d'être capables de secourir notre culture française et notre langage et sponsored une partie de la tasse de café pour continuer à garder le langage en vie, on sait bien.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Motors a pu servir ce territoire en sud 80 années. Monsieur Martin Roy et son père avaient commencé ça en sud 80 années passées de chez Salade. Le père de M. Morton avait commencé là. Lui, il avait été dans le service. Après, il est revenu du service. Il avait pris les guides. Il avait pris le... Comment ça dit ça? Il avait ride sur le wagon pour ses années sales. Et Esther, M. Morton, il a gradué. Il a un meilleur job possible, Esther. M. Morton, lui, son job, c'est faire la Greg Café. Garder le café frais.
There you go.
Et la charade est tout le temps bonne de chez Salade. Il a tout le temps une bonne charade avec Mr. Morton. Et là, s'il vient ici, là, de Marty et tous les autres, sont beaucoup contents de voir arriver. M. Morton lui dit, quitte les gens faire l'ouvrage. Écoute, vous allez être servi comme ça, et une partie de la famille comme ça va venir. C'est pour ça, si tant du monde a pu vouloir deal avec le Roy Motors, on s'appelle ça. Toujours à la même location. Ça, c'est juste en près de la vieille église à Zaporoussas, le groupe St. Landry Church. Là,
right.
Vous pouvez trouver là. Ils ont une grande sélection de vaillants deals, des bons deals, des nouveaux automobiles, des programme cards, tout ça, vous êtes vœux. Et là, le département de repart n'est pas second à personne non plus de chez ça. Ils ont des mécaniciens qui sont qualifiés pour faire le job comme le job devrait être fait pour vous autres. Ça, c'est le Roy Motors. On n'a pas de ça. C'est là où vous êtes, va tout le temps être capable de joindre vos amis. Leur location est à 929 North Main Street, on n'a pas de ça. Vous pouvez les appeler 942-970-N ou c'est l'adresse en dehors du territoire. Vous pouvez checker à N800-960-6537. Dites-les bonjour pour nous autres.
OK, Charlie, let's take another phone call.
OK, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hello, Charlie, this is Harvey.
Hi, Harvey, how you doing?
A lot better than what it was, what I was. You were talking about Kennedy. I was sitting in front of my television a long time ago in black and white, and it was the day Walter Cronkite cried.
Everybody cried.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he cried the loudest.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was really, really bad.
Definitely was.
Yeah, I think it was, what was it? The As the World Turns. I think he broke in during that soap opera to announce that.
Yeah. Well. And, but anyway. You were asking about Kennedy, so I said, well, that brought to mind that.
There you go.
Y'all take care.
Appreciate that.
All right, Harvey, 363-2124 in our numero de phone, and you're invited to give us a call. Where were you and what were you doing in 63 when you heard the news about JFK's assassination? Allons écouter un message pour un autre bon sponsor, Miss Jackie, over at the Weibel Collection, Charlie.
Here is a special invitation to La Tosta Cafe listeners to visit Jackie Weibel at the Weibel Collection at her new location, 123 West Main Street in Ville Platte, right across the street from her old location. She offers over 8,700 square feet of antique furniture, primitives, rustic, and shabby chic. Some of the pieces she has goes back to the 1800s. She has artwork, glassware, lamps, metal, rusty iron, and farmhouse items, kitchen items, and Jackie plans to open a new room that will offer high-end flea market items. The Weibel Collection has old cypress windows and doors. Come back often. She brings in new merchandise and pieces every week. They offer layaways, gift wrapping. Come have a cup of coffee with Jackie. The Weibel Collection is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. That's the Weibel Collection, 123 West Main Street in Ville Platte.
All right, thank you very much, Nancy Kay. Allons écouter un message avec toi, Charlie.
Well, je vais dire qui mon message à moi. C'est le Gervis Upholstery Shop. Gervis O'Connor, c'est un vétéran de ça ici. Là. Gervis, lui, il connaît ses oignons quand ça vient pour faire le job pour vous autres monde. Il prend ça à cœur parce qu'il a du goût et il veut faire le job comme le job devrait être fait. Il va pas juste voir comment vite il peut le faire. Il va voir comment bien il peut le faire dessus ça là. Ça va peut-être y prendre une journée d'extra, mais il va vous garantir que vous allez être satisfait quand vous allez deal avec Gervis dessus ça ici là. Et Charlene, elle va vous dire une chose. Elle a get ça là. Elle a connu de son mari est capable de faire ça. Ça fait ça peut se fier quand ça vient pour faire un job dessus le poste de n'importe quelle qualité que ça soit un basse ou un sofa ou un site de votre machine à zab. Et tout ça, c'est tout valable, comme ça va dire, avec Mr. Gervis O'Connor. En sorte, ils sont capables de faire des sites pour les bateaux ou pour les four-wheels aussi bien. Ça fait, juste on va faire, c'est vous inviter de contact Gervis. Non, Gervis is upholstery. Ici, Le South Street, ici dans la Ville Platte.
OK, Charlie, t'es paré pour d'autres calls?
Oh oui, allons, Charlie. Bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hey, Charlie, this is John Bedreen.
Mr. John, the man of the moment. Let's hear from you.
À Ville Platte High, je suis le deuxième étage de la chambre à Madame Jackie Leboeuf.
Dessus?
Quand Kennedy était tiré.
Ça, c'était quel grade?
7 ou 8, je ne suis pas sûr.
Mm-hmm.
Le deuxième étage à la droite, il a coutume voir un cedar tree, dread là à la droite. Et quand tu en avais l'école, il y avait un gros cedar tree là. La chambre à la droite, sur le deuxième étage.
À enlever les châssis pour l'air fraîche.
Ouais. Chez would she teach English.
Uh-huh.
You knew Miss Jackie?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely so. In fact, she's still trucking.
Yeah, I saw about, I don't know, a couple of months ago somewhere, and we talked a little while.
I met her recently also. She's doing well.
Yeah. Well, listen, y'all, take care.
Look,
how's those tomatoes?
I've got the 32, and I'm kind of at a standstill right now. And believe it or not, I got all those 32 on 10 or 12 plants, and it's all the same variety.
Uh-huh.
The other varieties, they're flowering, but there's no tomatoes.
Well, which ones are already bloomed and have some fruit on them?
That Cherokee purple, that beautiful mahogany colored tomato with a green shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now my cucumbers are fixing to start vining. They're starting to lean.
Uh-huh. But that purple tomato on this over here, where can we find some plants on that or some seeds?
You can buy the plants. I think the Evangeline Feed has some. If not, the straps over there in Opelousas.
Oh, okay.
On 49 on the service road.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's got some beautiful plants.
Might have to go take a ride over there because I hear you bragging about your purple tomatoes all the time.
Oh, they're as good as they are pretty, believe me.
Oh, well, good. Well, we'll get to taste some, I hope.
If I make some more, I got to make a lot more than 32 tomatoes.
I guess so, yeah. Well, you can eat that by yourself.
Probably so.
And that a man who does house washing like you do, you'll need to eat a lot of tomatoes.
And listen, after I finished that day, I thought I was going to fall down. They say, bless my friend.
C'est plus aussi jeune que tu t'habitues d'être.
No, but I still like to roll. I'm going to wash and wax my truck today. I try to have a little project every day to keep me busy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you run out of project, call me. I got a bunch.
You keep him busy.
All right, John. Merci beaucoup.
Bye, y'all.
All right, good. John. Thank you. And I'll call Charlie.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, Monsieur Charlie. Comment ça va? C'est Charlene.
Oui, Charlene. Comment les affaires ce matin?
Ça va bien. Vous avez un beaucoup bon, beau commercial pour Gervais.
Ben, merci beaucoup.
Ça, tu l'as fait rire quand tu m'as mentionné que je t'appelle Gaëtan pour être sûr que ça vient.
Mais c'est vrai.
Mais c'est vrai, c'est une bonne chose. Mais je voulais vous conter, I was in the first grade when the president was killed, oh. And it came out on the speakers, the principal stopped everything, and we were too little to understand what was going on, but I remember him saying that the president of the United States had been assassinated. And our teacher was Miss Bernice Benoit, and she just started crying.
I really remember Miss Bernice.
Yes, I believe her daughter, I forgot her daughter's name, but I think she's married to the guy that has that welding, manual welding. I'm not too sure.
Yeah,
I think so.
That's David Manuel's wife.
Yeah, I think so. That's right. She was a very good teacher, and she was always dressed up, and I'll never forget that lady crying.
And then her granddaughter is married to Dr. Jake LaFleur.
Yes, Jim went to school with them. That was his classmate. That's right.
There you go.
Exactly right. But anyway, that was my memory of that. And then we had off for the funeral because we had to watch it on TV, and all we could catch was Channel 10 and Channel 3 at the time.
And lucky to have that.
Exactly.
Yeah, we were lucky to have that. That's right.
On our little black and white set.
Sir?
On our little black and white TV set, huh?
Yeah, the little black and white TV set. That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, it was something else. That's something you don't forget even as a small child.
No, you certainly don't. Sure.
Well, that was patriotism at its finest.
Oh, Lord, yes. It's not like that today. There's way too much of arguing back and forth and this and that. They need to be quiet and let things go the way they're supposed to go. But, you know, not everybody's the same. I guess that's what makes America great.
Yeah, but don't get me started on what's going on. I'd rather not talk about it.
Hey, like Mr. Jim was saying the other day, Daddy always said, moi toi, non, quête, non, ma, et les autres sites ne font pas un bourbonnais, ils sont dans.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, y'all have a great day, guys. Good talking to y'all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Miss Charlene. Another call, Jim. Charlie?
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Good morning, Mr. Charlie. Mr. Mark.
Good morning.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, I remember when I was a little kid, Mama used to talk to me about the president getting shot. We were talking about, I forgot his name already. President Kennedy, getting shot in 1963. But there was something else I wanted to mention. And about 3 weeks, there'll be 33 years, I graduated from high school. I remember Mr. Charlie talking about that, so it made me remember that. May 23rd, 1986 will be our anniversary for that.
Have you been going to y'all's reunions?
We went to our 20-year reunion. We're supposed to have another reunion pretty soon, but I'm not sure when we're going to have one. They talked about one pretty soon. I think next year or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in a couple of years, it'll be 35 years. I think we're supposed to have one.
Go to everyone that you can on this
absolutely.
Evening.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How's everybody?
Everybody fine.
Everybody's fine.
Everybody's doing good?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Jim's okay?
Yes.
That's good.
He just wanted me to take his place today.
Oh, okay.
He took a day off.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, Mr. AJ and everybody's doing a really good job at the radio station.
You're good.
Yeah, everybody does a really fine job at the radio station. I just have to tell you that.
All right, Stephen. Thanks for the good words.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi.
All right. Let's take a break, Charlie. On va écouter un message pour Fontenot Physical Therapy.
Fontenot Physical Therapy and Fontenot Physical Therapy West have contracted with a number of local home health agencies to provide physical therapy services, including Evangeline Home Health and Vilplatte Home Health. If you're a home health patient, you have the right by federal law to use a physical therapist of your choice. Be sure to tell your physician and home health agency that you want Fontenot Physical Therapy or Fontenot Physical Therapy West. Therapist Tim and Susie Fontenot remind listeners, if you're having problems with loss of balance, dizziness, or vertigo, ask your doctor if physical therapy would be right for you. Both Tim and Susie have special training in these areas. In Vilplatte, contact Tim Fontenot at 433 Jack Miller Road or call 363-0095. For the Vidrine, Pine Prairie, and Chico areas, visit with physical therapist Susie Fontenot at Fontenot Physical Therapy West in the Vidrine Community Clinic. Call 506-3510. They represent a combined 66 years of experience, and they put that experience to work for you. That's Fontenot Physical Therapy and Fontenot Physical Therapy West, where you're always a winner.
All right, now let's see. Before we continue, Mark, let's talk about Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana. Now, they have provided outstanding, compassionate home care in the Acadiana region for over 20 years. If your elderly loved ones, or if you or someone in your family is disabled and needs help with daily tasks, but a nursing home isn't right for them, in-home care will allow them to continue living independently in familiar surroundings, in their home where they are happy and comfortable. Plus, you can rest easier knowing your loved ones is getting the care they deserve. They offer many types of care, making it ideal for families on a budget. Home care can range from only being a few hours per day to round-the-clock care. Retirement homes aren't right for everyone, but that doesn't mean the elderly or disabled, including kids, can't get the care they need to live safely and comfortably. To learn more about their home care services, give Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana a call at 363-1663.
All right, Charlie, let's take up some more phone calls, sur la tasse.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Mr. Charlie, this is Brenda Manuel from Eunice.
Yes, Brenda.
David Manuel was married to Diana Benoit.
Miss Diana, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was in the hospital having my appendix taken out with President Kennedy got shot.
Oh,
so you well remember that then.
Yes, and then I had pneumonia on top of that.
Oh,
wow.
Lord. So I was really blessed.
It was not a double header, it was a triple header, huh?
You're right.
Brenda, did y'all have a TV in the hospital room back then?
Oh, I think we did. Some black and white, though.
Yeah. Do you remember, Brenda? Brenda, do you remember? I remember going to the hospital in Mamou and back. And Charlie, you might remember that. I don't know about the Ville Platte Hospital, but there was a point in time, I think in the early 60s, you had to pay to watch TV. It wasn't free in the hospital. You had to pay like a dollar a day. Do y'all remember that?
I don't remember that.
I remember that. And for a while, unless I'm dreaming that, I think you had to pay to watch TV.
It could be possible.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure.
I know I'm older than Mark, but I don't remember.
Unless
okay, Mr. Tully, y'all have a good one.
Unless
okay.
I'm dreaming. All right, thank you, Brenda. Not called.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Mais c'est Valmont, bon ici.
Mais Valmont, qui tu vas nous compter ce matin?
Oh, je peux te compter toutes sortes d'affaires, mais pas aussi bon que M. Floyd, homme.
Oh, ouais, mais Francis, te réveille un tas plus de bonheur que ça pour passer devant Floyd.
Ah, oh, mais vous, eh bien, ouais. Mais écoute, Martel.
Yes, sir.
You was in the third grade when President Kennedy got shot in Miss Sid's class?
Yes.
Man, me too.
Uh-oh. Well, where were you? I don't remember you in my class.
Man, me either, but I don't remember about getting on our knees and praying, but I remember she had a radio. I don't know if she brought a radio over or she had one in there, but we heard everything on the radio.
What? And, you know, I could be wrong. I mean, we were like 7 or 8 years old, but that's what I remember. I remember Miss Sid getting the word from the other teachers, like Miss Wildering Fontenot and Miss Tutu and the other teachers, and she asked us all to get down on our knees and pray. That's the only thing I remember about that.
And well, I don't remember getting down on my knees, but the radio I do. Hey, and also, I remember her bringing in a watermelon, one or two watermelons when they had some. You remember that?
No, I bet I was missing that day. I would have remembered that.
She sent one of them. I don't remember who it was because her house was across the street. And somebody went get the watermelon and, you know, they had those big windows, so they'd pass it through the window and we all ate some watermelon.
Oh, I missed that. I missed that one.
Wouldn't be bad, a good old piece of watermelon right now.
You're getting me hungry, Valmont.
Well, Mama, but the air conditioning don't stone off.
No, pas du tout, those windows stayed open a lot.
That's bon, so. Hey, good. I wanted to call yesterday, but I forgot. With Nancy K there?
Uh-huh.
I remember years ago I was still working, and that was the first time she was on there. But it was on a Swamp Pop Friday morning.
Okay.
Playing all these old songs. I said, man, how in the hell this young woman knows how all them old songs to play? So I stopped at the station. I asked Miss Cheryl if I could go talk to the DJ.
Okay.
Yeah. So I go in there, and some music was playing. And then I asked her, how you know all that old music? Miss, she says, with my daddy. And I said, who's your daddy? I said, Ron Duplessis. I said, well, butt bitches. Post office, you know?
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute, I haven't born met Larbra.
She had a very good instructor.
Talk about it. You should have seen his shed, I want to say.
Oh, I knew about his shed, believe me.
Man, he had some antiques in there, Monet.
Oh, my gosh. Every chance I would go, I'd go visit. He'd let me go back there and look at all the stuff he had back there. It was unbelievable.
And he had a collection of music. Would have put Floyd's record shop to shame, I believe.
Oh, I don't know about that, but he had a collection.
Oh, talk about. But then I had asked him if I could buy, if he had a turntable that plays 78. He said, yeah, come. That's what I saw in his storeroom.
Uh-huh.
He had one, but he said, I'll give it to you. Man, no, I said, I'm going to pay for it. No, no, you don't understand. You got to give it a kickstart for it to start turning. Hey.
And see, Poos.
Where at you push me, Paul Delore.
It was heavy, huh?
The table there that was turned, that was made out of metal. If I remember right, that was realistic, and I think that's a Radio Shack brand, huh?
Ah, I'm too sure.
Well, the ones we have here at the station, allez pas exactement les jardins, Bruno.
No, no.
Oh, no, that's some old babies, that.
Oh, yeah, I remember spinning records on that.
Those big turntables?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember seeing them at at KUN, the old KUN, the one it was, well, I say old, but the one when it was on 2nd Street, you know?
Uh-huh. Right,
right. Oh, yeah, they had two of them, baby, and I'd watch them cue the reggae, and it was something to watch.
Definitely, Sue. May,
okay, I'm sorry, Martell, I don't remember you in school there.
I don't remember you, too.
Well, y'all go to the class reunion, and you'll make your acquaintance over again.
Ah, je connais pas.
Je connais pas.
On va se revoir plus tard.
Okay, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, Valmont, thank you. And not call.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Good morning, this is Jennifer.
Well, I can't believe.
She's back, she's
well,
back.
You must have been on a world tour that we didn't know where you were at no more.
Prodigal listener is back, and I finally got in. I said, I am holding on this morning. I'm not hanging up. I'm getting back in because I miss y'all.
Well, we miss you, too.
It was just every morning, things just been busy, busy, busy. But I hadn't forgotten about y'all, and it's good to be back. I hope y'all can accept me back.
Yes,
well,
we
of course
do.
We will.
I'm begging y'all pardon.
But, Mayor, we may have to put you on your knees for a little while in the corner.
That's all right. I'm used to that. I spent half of my childhood on my knees.
Oh, yeah, we all did, I think.
But I wanted to call first to remind people that our local CLECO office will be closed today, tomorrow, and Friday, only for computer upgrades. The office is not closing. They just closed these 3 days so they can do some upgrades to their computer system, and they will be open Monday morning for business as usual.
But they can still pay their utility bill with that Dropbox, huh?
Yes, they can pass by there and do the Dropbox. So I think some people can pay at Walmart, places like that, or you can pay online.
Yeah.
You're not able to go in. But I know some people went there and they saw the sign and they thought they were closing the local store. But no, they're not closing. They're not leaving us. They're staying right here. They're just upgrading. And also, you will see new account numbers. Your account numbers and your CLECO bills will change because of this update. And that'll be reflected on our next bill.
Okay. And I just got mine this week.
Yeah, so it'll reflect on your next bill. But I just didn't want anyone to panic and think that we were losing the local CLECO. No, they are not leaving. They're just updating and trying to get up to date with the modern technology so they could serve us better.
There you go.
That's the way that is. And also to remind the people that registration for the Share Baby Summer Program with the Girls Voice Place is starting today, tomorrow, and Friday, 4 p.m. to 6 at the Girls Voice Place. That is the old nursing home.
Uh-huh.
So please go register your Share Babies. It's $125 for 8 weeks on the summer from 8 to 4. And Fridays till noon. So, excuse me, we think that's a very good deal, and we do have sponsorships available for kids who are eligible.
Now, Mayor, is that $125 per person or per family?
Per child.
Per child.
That's per child for the full 8 weeks.
Okay. Well, just wanted to have clarified in case some people were wondering.
Yeah, that's one per child, and that includes, 8 weeks of supervision, 8 to 4, breakfast, lunch, snacks, and field trips, and to get charge comes out.
What a bargain.
Yes. So how y'all been?
We've been lonesome.
We've been missing you.
I've been missing y'all, too. Y'all just don't know. I'm like, oh, Lord. It was like something was missing. I haven't talked to Latos, and I've been hearing what was going on, and I wasn't calling in, and I was trying to call in, and every time I'd pick up my head, it was after 9 o'clock, and the meetings went long and all, but I said, this morning I was determined, and then I was expecting, then I turned it on, and I heard Mr. Charles. I said, what the kid is really? I thought I was confused. But it's good, and enjoy the good weather, and we're asking people to please cut their grass and pick up the litter, and let's try and clean up Ville Platte, and also, I think, we got a new fire truck in town that y'all going to be seeing soon if you haven't already. And also, we will be, y'all be seeing our new red truck very, very, very soon.
Well, when people were wondering why the fleet was still parked.
Well, there are a lot of things that we needed to complete, like bed liners and floor mats and
some
of those things. You have to really, really get those things in there before you put them on the road, and they had the proper lights and the proper graphing, and all of those things were done at all kinds of different places. But y'all should be seeing them soon and very, very soon.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
So look for them.
Alrighty. Y'all have a bon time. I'm glad to be back.
Well, we hope to hear from you again in the near future.
Y'all will. Woo!
Thank you, Mayor. I was waiting for that woo. We've been missing that woo. Let's take a break, Charlie. On va écouter un message pour Miss Sherry at Industrial Service and Supply.
Bonjour, madame et monsieur. I'm Sherry with Industrial Service and Supply, your true value dealer. As I speak, truckloads are coming with mulch, which we deliver 20 bags or more within a 15-mile radius. If you want your flower beds or lawn to look good for this spring and summer, now's the time to get started. While you are here, check out our outdoor tools, shovels, hoes, rakes, and hoes, and so much more. We have different size bags of topsoil for your flower beds or potting soil. We now have lawn mowers. Fresh stock is tomato and pepper plants. Don't wait too long. Come while it lasts. Now that I got your yard out of the way, how about cranking that boat motor and going fishing? We have live bait, shiners, crickets, worm, and carp. Behind every project is the true value. Au revoir tout et bonne journée et mille le bonjour beneath nos pieds. May God bless America.
Okay, Mark, allons voir. Moi, je veux voir si je peux trouver la place, you see. Je suis supposé d'être. Kimo Shadi pour Sesta Young's Appliance. And furniture and flooring and all the good service that you can receive when you're dealing with Rob Duplechin and his staff. He can be your Santa Claus any time of the year that you want to do business with him on this over here. He's there because of you. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be the man that you go to when you need new furniture. And if you need a new recliner, a sofa, a dining set, bedroom set. And then they have special financing terms available for the huge sales that are going on too. So be sure to come by and visit with Rob at Sesta Young's Appliance on 6th Street in Mamou. You're not going to be sorry that you did when you're going to deal with Rob Duplechin at Sesta Young's Appliance on 6th Street in Mamou.
Alan, I not call, Charlie.
Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Yes, Mark, Mr. Charlie. I'm glad you're enjoying the picture, Mr. Charlie.
Uh-huh.
I brought that to y'all so it'd bring back some memories.
It sure has.
Okay. Mark, you are not dreaming it. The hospitals used to charge to have TV services.
I thought that was it, because it seemed like I remember my dad and mom had to pay, like, it wasn't very much, but they'd come collect you. Do you remember, David, there was a time, and again, I might be dreaming, but at one time, you could actually, there was a little device connected to the TV where you'd put in quarters to keep the TV running.
Exactly. They had some coin-operated TVs.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
Mm-hmm, me too. And when President Kennedy got shot, like you, Mark, I was in school. We didn't have a full week off of Thanksgiving back then. But it was right between the noon hour and our last recess. And I was in the fourth grade in rain. And everybody started crying, and the teacher was astounded. But what they don't realize, a lot of the adults don't realize, is the October before that, we went through the Cuban Missile Crisis.
I remember that.
And we had to go through those duck and cover drills in school constantly, and they drill into us the dangers of the radiation and all that, so it was a scary time. And to us, President Kennedy held our hands and walked us through that.
Mm-hmm.
So we were kind of afraid when he was assassinated. Who, if that would happen again, who would walk us through this, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
That was during the era of...
scary times.
Mr. Khrushchev.
Yeah, and believe me, that was during October, and there was a lot more scarier things than Halloween out there at that time.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
Yes.
So you are so right.
I remember it well. And to us, he was a great man, and he will always be a great man in our hearts, you know?
Yep.
So,
most definitely.
But that's one point everybody seems to forget that's connected with him, but he did help us through that mess.
Oh, definitely. He stood his grounds.
Oh, yes. And people don't realize how close we did come to a nuclear war.
Right there, all because of Castro.
All because of Castro and Khrushchev.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
but anyway, I want to let y'all know that.
Appreciate it.
And, Mark, you weren't dreaming. You were right.
Good.
But he's too young to be senile.
Oh, well, you know, yeah, but we have our senior moments anyway.
Oh, okay.
And they're coming more often, David.
Oh, yeah, really.
Thank you.
At least one hour out of the day is going to hit us.
That's true.
All right.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hello? Bonjour, bonjour, mes amis.
Well, we get
Miss
Montana from Montana. Miss Penny from Montana.
It's a beautiful morning here at Fort Penelope. It's 21 degrees.
My goodness.
Chilly. So I was really surprised, Mr. Charlie, that you would declare that the rainy season is over. How do you say eat your words in français?
Mange tes paroles.
You might ought to learn that expression pretty quick. So I think y'all got a lot of rain coming. I really try to keep up with all of that. But I did want to say that today is May Day, 1st of May, which goes back many, many centuries as a celebration of the coming season. And it's gone through a lot of different phases. But one of the traditions for the Catholics is to braid flowers to put in the Virgin Mary's on the top of her head as a crown on May Day. So I think that's a good tradition. I know a lot of people down there really, you know, have their Virgin Mary statues, and it'd be a good way to celebrate the day.
Well, that's good. And Miss Penny, I want to let you know, when I just made the statement, I stand behind my statement here. Because, you know, we're still in America. We got a right to have an opinion. Doesn't mean that I'm right, but it means that I have an opinion.
Oh, I know. I've got my opinion, too. Everybody just seems to think it's wrong.
Well, whatever.
I don't care. I have an opinion. So, but I do want to mention about the shooting of President Kennedy. If you have not seen the movie LBJ starring Woody Harrelson, I believe it came out in the last 2 to 3 years anyway, make an effort to watch that movie and see an entirely interesting perspective on the day from his point of view and from what he was doing. I was not prepared to enjoy that movie as much as I did, but you just forget it's Woody Harrelson. You think it's LBJ.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really a fascinating movie. So that's the whole name of the movie. The one thing they left out is George Parr. And he was called the Duke of Duval, anyway, from Duval County in Texas. And he was the original orchestra leader for LBJ. So it's a very interesting movie, with the exception they left out George Parr.
Oh, well. They had to leave something out, I guess.
Oh, I know. My first word was conspiracy theory, so. But anyway, I'm so glad to hear from Mayor Jennifer.
She finally woke up.
I was going to start a rumor that she's running for governor again if she didn't call in. All right. Au revoir, my friends. Everybody have a blessed day.
And the same to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Miss Penny. Good to hear from Miss Penny over there in Montana. Allons écouter message avec vous, Charlie.
All right. Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, who I'm talking about, you'll remember the old Manual Hardware located at 1209 West Main in Ville Platte. Stop in for all of your hardware needs. Now, they handle all general hardware and tools, fasteners, plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, welding supplies, paint, belts, bearings, metal, concrete steps, hydraulics, oils, fencing, and so much more. They also specialize in grain bin sales, service, and parts. Now a Vermeer dealer, and we'll be handling hay balers and parts. Stop in and check their new inventory and equipment, or give them a call at 363-5528. And that is Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware.
Okay, Charlie, and we are waiting for another phone call, but the lines are open.
I want to talk about Raiders now.
Okay.
Raiders Insulation is there to be of service to you. Mr. Winston LaFleur is Mr. Raider Insulation, and he helps you to reduce your energy costs at all times. Let him give you all of the facts and the figures. He can do commercial or residential insulation, and he specializes in existing and new constructions. Now, he has available the blown fiberglass and cellulose in the attic and the walls. Now, he has foam insulation reduces moisture from coming through the floors and on houses, off of the ground, and on piers. Winston will be glad to give you the different options when it comes to insulation. Free estimates and financing is available. Call Winston at 337-230-5811. Save money and energy. Call Winston LaFleur at Raiders Insulation.
All right, Charlie, c'est à peu près 10 minutes avant l'heure de 9 heures, and we have another phone call.
All right, et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bon matin, Charlie Manuel.
Comment les affaires ce matin, monsieur? Hill?
C'est très bon.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Wow.
C'est samedi matin pour moi, tu crois?
Ah oui?
Samedi?
Uh-huh. Tous les matins, c'est samedi ou dimanche matin.
Oh, that's good.
OK. 63. That was in November?
Yes.
Around Thanksgiving?
Yes.
We were, Jeanette and I was in Tullis at that time. I think we were eating lunch when we heard it on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was in November, around Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Day, or maybe not Thanksgiving Day, but it was the weekend of Thanksgiving.
It was a Friday. I'm not sure how close Thanksgiving was to that day, but it was a Friday.
Thanksgiving might have been the day before.
Yep, could have been.
Because usually we'd go, we'd switch. You know how people still do that. They go to the in-laws one holiday, and the in-laws the next holiday. You know, or the family the next day. But I think it was close to Thanksgiving, I believe. If I'm not, of course, Charlie said that he wasn't old enough to be See, now I am old enough to be seen now.
Okay. You said it, I didn't.
I am old enough to be seen now, and I probably am too, a little bit. But anyhow, to me, it was the Thanksgiving weekend, Thanksgiving week, or close to Thanksgiving anyhow.
Yep.
Yeah. But I stand to be corrected.
Well, that's good that you gave us the right a peu près.
Uh-huh. Okay. And y'all have I know y'all having a good time. It took me almost an hour to get through. So that's good. Everybody's listening this morning, that's for sure.
That's good. That's what we're here for. Good.
And you know, when you say something on KPL, you better be careful, Charlie, because a lot of people say, well, it must be true because I heard it on KPL.
Well, why you think I said it? Mark,
all right, be careful now.
Hey, Hill, Mark's got me well trained.
Oh yeah,
the truth, and nothing but the truth.
It's kind of like the Gazette, you know. If you see it on the Gazette or you hear it on KVPI or both, it's got to be true.
That's right.
All right, we'll see y'all later.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Hill.
Okay. Jamard's Incorporated. Jamard's has patios and windows, and I'll tell you one thing. They are ready for you because they've been in the improvement business since 1948. They manufacture several products, including storm doors and windows, and They offer a variety of energy-saving products for your home that reduce utility bills. They have aluminum and vinyl insulated windows for a new construction or replacement on existing homes. High-efficiency glass that reflects heat from entering your home with several styles and patterns. They have the steel, fiberglass, and wood door units for both new and existing homes. Storm doors and windows help you seal air leaks coming in. Aluminum awnings protects the doors and windows from the rain and the heat. They have sunscreens for windows that help block up to 90% of the sun's heat. Insulated patio roofs that add comfort and beauty. Glass sunrooms. Oh, man, I'm going down a list. They have a lot of other stuff, too. We want you to be sure to contact the fine folks at Jumards Incorporated at 1068 Vocational Drive, where comfort and technology come together.
Another call, Charlie.
Et bonjour, qui t'y parle?
Charlie, Mark, c'est Winky. Comment ça va?
Winky, ça va bien.
Hoorah.
Hoorah, Winky. It's that time.
It's that time, Mark. I just wanted to give you all a little update. Things are going well. Tents are coming up. And, Mark, you and I spoke about a special dance floor that we're going to construct. It's going to be a great dance floor for Cajun, Creole, and Zydeco music. And just to let the folks know, one of the guys that's making it is from Connecticut. And the other guy who's helped making it is from Alaska.
Cool.
So, you see, we know how to make real good Cajun and Creole and Zydeco dance floors in Connecticut and Alaska. How about that?
That's great.
We also have Bob Manuel helping him. But anyway, I thought y'all would find that interesting. Things are going real well out there, so just wanted to let all the folks know.
You got to have that Cajun touch.
Oh, Charlie, look, I was telling Mark, these guys who are making this dance floor, the design of it is this. Even if you don't know how to dance, it's got a certain bounce to it. So if you got people on the floor who know how to dance and you get on the floor and you don't know, they'll bounce you around. You'll think you really know how to dance.
Maybe that's where I need to go.
We got a new take on teaching Cajun and Zydeco dance lessons. The secret is the floor.
It's the floor.
So I'm gonna have to check that out, Winky.
That's the floor. I hope to see y'all all on the floor. So you tell the folks, man, you know, put your hands together and put your feet on the dance floor for the hoorah and the ball for week. Listen, thanks for all y'all do, and y'all have a good morning.
Merci beaucoup, Winky.
Thank you, Winky. And again, a reminder, Charlie, it all kicks off Friday night, goes all day Saturday, and they got the big boucherie, lots of food, and it goes into all of next week as well. So make plans. The weather's going to be nice at Chico State Park for the Grand Hoorah, Charlie.
All right. Can I talk about Sooners now?
Yes, sir.
Sooners Auto Savage is located at 2102 West Main in Ville Platte. They offer a large selection of auto parts for any make or model, or even foreign models. They have parts for motorcycles, imports, trucks, classics, vans. And if they don't have the part you want, they're going to do their darndest to find it for you. Now, they're going to also offer you this, a complete auto service that they have for transmissions, wheels, brakes, struts, starters, alternators, air conditioning, and a lot more. Now, if your car needs a little physical checkup, we'll say, bring it to the Sooner Auto Salvage and let the certified mechanics take a look at it. Now, they remind you that all the parts and the labor are warranted, and it comes to the parts, you have a choice of brand new parts or reconditioned parts. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5, and if you find yourself not in need of auto parts, but you need a wrecker service or towing service, call Sooner's Towing and Wrecker Service at 363-1960. Come in and visit with the owners, Donnie and Amanda, at 2102 West Main here in Ville Platte.
Et ça c'est tout, Charlie.
On our feet, round the clock.
Yes, sir. We did it.
We made it. We did it. And we're glad to have been of service to Mr. Jim. And he'll be back with you next week.
Yes.
On this over here. Là, pour me joindre moi et Nona demain matin, on va crank up les affaires et On va trouver quelque chose pour charler pour. Et ça a été un vrai plaisir d'être avec vous autres. Et on va souhaiter ça ici, Claude. Que le bon Dieu vous bénisse.
Et notre sponsor à ce matin est présenté à vous comme un service par...
Industrial Supply and Sports, Jean Wards, Fondo Physical Therapy, You Storage, Self-Storage, let's see, AgCon, and also we have Raiders Insulation Express, Sooner Auto Salvage, Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, Blake's Pharmacy, Roy Motors, Gerber's Upholstery, and Sester Young's Furniture and Appliance, Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana. Bonjour à tous.
Bien merci, Charlie. And don't forget to join Charlie and Anona tomorrow morning from 8 to 9. Have a wonderful day. Classic country music with Cheryl on KVPI AM. And Nancy Kay coming up right here on 92.5 with The Morning Show. And have a wonderful day.